It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This day, April 1st, is an important day for many companies that hire foreign workers. It is the first day they can put in their annual request for H-1B visas. Those are special permits that allow, say, Microsoft to hire an engineer from India. And if the past is any guide, this first day for applications will also be the last day because so many companies apply so quickly. All the slots get filled. It's like the scramble for tickets to a concert with limited seating. One CEO has made the dive for H-1B visas in the past is Todd Loofborough. He runs a software company called Authoria Talent Management, and he says he would love to find two software architects right now. Why would there not be some 19-year-old kid in California who can fill the bill for you, or a 29-year-old kid if you need someone more experienced?
You know, I wish there were more kids getting degrees in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. You know, those who are snapped up for jobs. The unfortunate reality, though, is that two countries alone, China and India, produce 10 times as many engineers as the United States does. The plain fact is, in the innovation economy, you need all the smart people you can get to win.
Let me ask about that statistic that you mentioned about China and India producing so many more engineers. That's a very commonly held view. But last year, we interviewed a Duke University professor, Vivek Wadhwa, who is also a former CEO, by the way, and he was trying to figure out why it is that companies were sending work overseas.
We researched exactly what was going on in India and China and the USA. We looked at the graduation rates of all three countries. What we found was that India and China have no real advantage in the quantity or the quality of the graduates they produce. In fact, the USA is far ahead by almost any milestone. We also asked companies why they're going overseas, and the number one reason was cost, cost, cost.
Okay, he's talking about outsourcing there, actually moving your offices overseas. But does the same argument on some level apply to these H-1B visas? It's maybe not that you can't find the talent, it's that you can't find the talent at the price you're willing to pay.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, but I think you have to put this H-1B issue in context of what's going on in the world, and that's a global war for talent. If you were to design a policy to drive U.S. competitiveness, probably the first thing you do is say, well, let's make sure the smartest people who have the best skills build their companies in the U.S., because that's what creates capital that drives wealth for all of us.
But let me ask about that hunt for software architects. What does a software architect typically get paid?
Great architects could be $80,000. They could be, you know, well over $100,000. It depends on their experience and their skill set. And that's independent of where they come from.
Well, if the low end of that salary is $80,000 and you're having trouble finding Americans to fill a job like that, would you still have trouble finding Americans to fill that job if the salary was $100,000?
Yeah, it's not so much an issue of wages because companies, they're going to pay the wages they need to find the amount of talent that they need.
You pay more for the most important jobs.
Absolutely.
And still have trouble filling them.
Yeah, and it's an issue of supply, not demand.
One other question also. Now that we're in the middle of, well, at least an economic slowdown, maybe it's a recession, do you anticipate the demand to change in any way for overseas workers?
Hiring is still pretty robust, and in this category, the gap between the demand and the supply is 10 to 1. Even were it to slow down a bit, there's just no question that the demand for the smartest people in the world to work on things that drive the economy today is not going anywhere.
Every one of those H-1B visas is going to be used, every slot.
Every single slot, and I would expect them to sell out on day one as they have in the past.
Todd Loofborough is CEO of Authoria Talent Management. Many companies put in visa applications for foreign workers today.